thou hast brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Thou hast set a candle in every Christian grave. Thou hast sanctified every floating Christian body in the vast sea. Thou hast sanctified every dry fleck of dust that was once a tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. Great God, thou hast taken the darkness out of the future, and thou hast set a thousand suns there. We thank thee. Thou hast made the bitterest pain tolerable. Thou hast taught us to so number our days, as those whose days are given as a school for the world to come. We pray for any who may be lost in this room tonight. We pray they may turn their hearts back to thee, back to the Scriptures, back to the cross, back to the blood, back to the Savior. Oh God, for our young people. Oh God, thou knowest this terrible day. Oh God, thou knowest this terrible day. We're inventing vaccines to keep them from dying of polio. And we're keeping them alive to teach them to be fools and to live like fools and die like fools. My God, how confused everything is. We're licking one disease after another. We've pushed life expectancy up from 34 years to 60-some years. And all those years that we've gained on earth, we're wasting. My God, forgive us. We're stupid. We're as beasts before thee, O Lord. My God, we pray nobody might go out of this building tonight that hasn't found thee as his God and Jesus thy Son as his Savior. Amen. That doesn't know that immortality has come to him in essence, in eternal life in fact. And that now he can spread his wings and soar out, rise and become enamored of those things where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Oh, my Father, don't let anybody here tonight be lost, we pray. Save our young people from the asininities and nonsense and foolishness and chatter and all the devil-inspired traps and tricks that would ruin them. Save them from their own lust. Save them from their own high spirits and hot blood. Save them from their poor ignorance. Great God, save our young people. Save them all. Add to their numbers. Amen. Make them such magnets that they'll draw other young people in off the street. They won't wait for them to grow up from the kindergarten, but they'll come in off the street to see what makes these young people happy faced. My Father, do something for us. Spread the gospel message. Bless every man who at this hour in this city may be ending his sermon and inviting people to the front. Bless, we pray, every gospel preacher. May Satan suffer a major defeat tonight and the kingdom of God a major victory. Receive a major victory. Help us now as we wait upon thee in Christ's name. Amen.
Oh God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're not going to be around long, none of us. These young people, without a wrinkle, without a gray hair, without any evidence of age at all upon them, they won't be around long either. Time like an ever-rolling stream bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. The little tribes of flesh and blood with all their cares and fears are carried downward like a flood and lost in the following year. Oh God, we pray, give us spiritual good sense. Give us insight. Give us prophetic vision. Please help us to see past brick walls and water and beads and soup and basins and bread my God, these things all perish with the using. Help us to see past it all and discern the Lord's body and discern the deep meaning of things. Lord Jesus, they crucified thee because thou didst see the deep and the meaning of things and they saw nothing but the shell. Please help us that we may not be on the side of them who crucified thee in our sympathies. Help us rather to get over on the side of them than understood by inward life that the kingdom of God is within you. And if you are the temple of the Holy Ghost which you have of God, and that Christ dwelleth in you except you be reprobate, and that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Please, Lord, we pray thee, keep us right and help us to be right and obedient in all the practical things of life. Help us to be sound and practical. And help us also, great God, to pierce through all the outer scaffoldings and gaze and gaze and gaze where the Shekinah fire burns between the wings of the cherubim. Oh, breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, let us find that second rest. Great God, take away our bent to sinning, our hand, O meager thee. In the faith as its beginning, set our hearts at liberty. Now, God, we pray thou wilt talk to everybody's heart tonight. And in this frank and blunt message, we pray that thou wilt help everybody to understand what is meant, that no good person might be offended. If an angry, bad man goes away mad, we haven't much care, because they walk away from thee white with anger. But we don't want any good person to go away feeling bad, unless by conviction the Holy Spirit's trying to teach him the error of his ways. But, oh, for Christ's sake we pray, that thou wilt make thy people good people. May it be said of us every one, if not now, then may it very soon be true of every one of us, he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost. Grant this, we pray, for Jesus' sake.
Oh, Father, we pray for all these who raise their hands. Oh, God, we pray, break them loose from their friends. Break them loose from their little block of society. Break them loose, we pray thee, from the little things that interest them. And take them aside, if need be, into the desert. Take them into the silence of their own room. Take them somewhere, and in awful, glorious vision, may they come through to a place where they've taken Christ as their all and all forever and surrendered to the Spirit of God to be in them, to guide them, to be to them inward and outward and around and beneath and above, all that the water is to the fish, all that the air is to the bird on the wing. More than that, all that the soul is to the human body, all that the spirit is to the soul. May they do this, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Disturb them, Lord. Don't let them forget this. Don't let them settle down, O God, to another week of grubbing. But may this be the week that all that we've heard over the last week and heard today may become a living reality in our hearts. We ask this in Christ's name. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter, and it sets me free. Even though that doesn't quite, not quite in mood with the message, I have a feeling that a lot of people have fetters binding them and preventing them from entering into moral understanding with what I've talked about. Let's trust God to break the fetters. Sing it for the night. Let us stand.
Let's watch and let's pray. let's thank thee for the faith once delivered, for all the music and poetry and artistry, all the height of the religious spirit, all the dreams of holy men and the vision to save them here. We thank thee for the places that are marked, remind us of men who once walked on earth, good men and true, faithful men and true. And we thank thee that all their activities in faith and belief and discipline and prayer and warfare all led us to him who is its fulfillment. Now we have found him. We have found him the oldest everything we ever did. This wondrous man who never sinned, who will sit and talk to us who never did. How we thank thee for this miracle, this wonderful, shining miracle, and who came from man. Blessed Jesus, receive our thanks. We thank thee, Lord, we thank thee. We pray that thou wilt help everybody here tonight to open his heart, her heart wide to the Savior. That he will come in instantly and at once and plant a well there. He'll spring up and on while the ages go by, up unto eternal life. Lord, help us. Help the borderline tonight. Help any who may be partly backslidden. Help any who may be wandering. Help any who may be doubting. May we see this night. May there be a quick turning of the Spirit to the God of Spirit, who keepeth such these who worship in spirit and in truth. We ask it in Jesus. Let's pray. O Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. The Word made flesh to dwell among us. The Lamb that was slain, who is risen again, and who is with us now. O Christ, we pray, help us out of this Old Testament story, which thou hast said was written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. We beseech thee, O Christ, may the Spirit who inspired this story, may he use it as a torch, as a candle to search our spirits tonight. We pray for those who have been out there a little too much in the world, listening rather with some sympathy to the siren song of Jezebel, that have been listening a little to the soft cooing of the Baalites. Oh, Christ, make us strong to take our cross, to turn our backs upon Baal and all that he stands for, and to follow the Lamb with us wherever we go. Help us tonight, and in this hour, this moment of decision, this moment of making up our minds, whether it's to be Jehovah or Baal, whether it's to be Christ or the world, give us the courage to say, Jesus, I my cross have taken, all to even follow thee. We ask it in his holy name. Amen.